meeting of the, of the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District Board of Directors. Roll call, please, Mr. Chair. Oh, forgot, yeah. The Pledge of Allegiance, yeah. Let's stand and, where's Dr. Ricky? There he is, please, people.
Let's hope that the new year brings us health, prosperity, and lots of cheap water.
Amen.
Our flag is bright and colored, written with courage and fervent faith. To these, let us add our sincere pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ricky. Roll call of directors.
Dr. Robinson. Here. Victor Reno.
Here.
Victor Urias.
Here.
Victor Chavez.
Here.
Very good. Moving on to agenda item number 3, certification of election of Dr. Fellow and Brian Urias to the Board of Directors. Mr.
Yes, as legal counsel, we have received notification from the Register of Voters as to the certification of the election and recognize Dr. Anthony Fellow's re-election and Brian Urias's election to Division 5 and have received their oath of office and they are therefore seated as the continuing and new board members for Upper District.
Yeah. Point of information on that. We're only paying the Registrar Recorder's Office for one election. It was one election and one appointment, right? Appointment by the County Board of Supervisors.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not being charged for two divisions or two elections. It's an election and appointment.
Well, I don't believe the Registrar of Voters charged us for the election that did not occur. That is true.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an election and an appointment. That is
what
you said, though.
It's an election... it's an election and a because no one ran against him at appointment.
Yeah, an appointment by the County Board of Supervisors. Right. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now that we have that clarification, moving on to adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. Public comment on agenda items. So anyone wishing to discuss items on the agenda should do so now. Board of Directors may allow additional input during the meeting. At this time, a 5-minute time limit is requested, and remarks is requested. Anybody that wants to have any public comment? Okay, I see none. We'll move the agenda on to approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Mr. Robinson, you have your hand up?
That's just on the elbow.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Very good. Demands on general fund account, Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, of note, a couple items we have on the first page towards the bottom quarter there, $1.34 million payment to J. Fletcher Kramer and Sons. That is the district's contractor on Package 1A Phase 2B. This is the second to last payment, progress payment number 7. The only remaining payment is the 5% retention and the final change order to close out this contract. This work has gone well. J. Fletcher Kramer has proved to be a good contractor, very capable, and accommodating of the district's needs. Just below that, we have Pacifica Services for almost $63,000. I'll just point out some of the major ones. Construction management and inspection services on package 1A, wrapping that up, and package 1B, the tank, that work is underway, and we'll discuss that briefly under the general manager's report.
When is the completion date?
Package 1B, I believe, will be wrapping up in June. Is that close?
Correct, yeah, June. It's not July, given the delays that we're experiencing.
And on the last page, we have a almost $7 million payment to Metropolitan Water District. This was for the purchase of over 11,500 acre feet in November. That completed the district's purchase of imported water for, to meet the 2010-11 replacement water obligation to the Water Master. So we've purchased over 25,000 acre feet now to complete that replacement water obligation.
Let me question on that $7 million. None of that is coming out of our reserves, or is some of that coming out of reserves, or where is that money coming from?
No, it is not coming out of our reserves. By the end of the quarter, the money will come from Water Master.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I approve except for demand number 15992,
Walco. Let the record reflect that Director Robinson is withholding on 15992. Otherwise, what is it, the 4-1 vote or 4?
Well, traditionally, the vote is taken as a whole with just the recognition that there's an exception to invoice 15992, not invoice check, which is 4-1. So you could take it as if the vote hasn't been taken, just...
The vote has been taken.
Okay. Then it'll be recognized as 5-0 and 4-1 on that.
Very good. Committee reports, we have no committee reports at this time, so we're moving on to the action items on second page, action discussion items. Moving on to item 10A, as you know, we had an election just recently, so we have our president no longer here, not a member of the board. So there is a call for election for president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. Yes, sir.
You know, this is the third time I've nominated you. Maybe this is the charm for nominating you.
Second.
Very good. There's a motion and a second for your humble servant to be the president. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the member of our board that has less experience is like the new director, Urias, and I would recommend that he be president because he'll have more interaction with our general manager, who's, if I may say, one of the sharpest people in Southern California water that I know about. So anyway, I think Urias and our general manager working together would get him up the learning curve faster to our benefit. So I would like to nominate Director Urias for president.
Is that in the form of a substitute motion, Director?
Well,
motion doesn't require a second or anything. It's not a substitute motion. It's just an additional nomination.
Yeah, if I might indicate the general rules that have been practiced for some years by Upper District, which are consistent with general rules on elections. Nominations do not require a second, but the election is taken in the order in which it's received by the chair, so it would not be a substitute motion.
Right.
It would be a second one, depending upon the result of the first.
Yeah.
Very good.
We've also exercised the practice that nominations can be declined or accepted as well.
I accept the nomination. The first time you allow me to accept the nomination, and you know, why don't we deal with the first, as the council has said, let's deal with that first motion on the floor, and let's have a roll call vote, Mr. Chapman. And the motion is that I'd be allowed to be the president.
Director Robinson?
No.
Director Fellows?
Yes.
Director Greenwood?
I'll defer to my other colleagues.
Yes.
Arise. And Director Chavez?
Yes.
Yes. So the record reflects, and thank you, Dr. Fellow. The third time was a charm. Now, and thank you for the confidence of all of you expressing me. I look forward to working with all of you. This is it's a team effort. It's a team effort, and so you will always have input to me. You will always have access to me. I'm just a member of the board. I'm fortunate that my colleagues have elected me president. So thank you again. I look forward to working with everybody. Now we have the vacancy of the vice president. Yes, sir, Dr.
With what Mr. Ravitz had to say, I'll nominate Mr. Urias.
And I will second that. I will second that.
These don't require seconds. The nominations don't require seconds.
Well, fine.
Seconds.
Whatever it is, and yeah. Thank you for that correction.
I accept.
He accepts, okay. So, roll call vote.
Director Robinson.
Yes.
Director Fellow.
Yes.
Director Kamin.
Let's go with Tommy.
Director Shabbos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, very good. So it's unanimous. Now we have the position of Secretary Treasurer. Do I hear any nominations for Secretary Treasurer?
Yeah, I'll nominate Ed Shabbos.
You're a second.
We don't need a second.
Well, okay. Very good. Very good. I keep thinking that. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. I'm glad you're there. Okay. Roll call.
Director Robinson.
Yes.
Director Fellow.
Yes.
Director Kamin.
No.
No.
Yes.
So it's Secretary Treasurer Shabbos. Okay, moving on to what's the next item?
Committee chairs.
Huh? Committee chairs. Since we have a new appointment to the board, we're looking at the committee chairs. Yes.
Usually, in the past, we've done is to give the new president another meeting to mull this over and make appointments. Do you want to do that? Usually in the past we've also put that off to the next meeting if you would like and talk to directors to see what they would like. And sometimes the survey is sent around too, whatever you want to do.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I'll go with Dr. Fellows.
I mean, if you have who you want in mind right now, why don't you just go for it right now?
I do.
Okay. Well, if you do, then why wait?
Well, yeah. You're okay with that? Okay. You're welcome to come back and if you have some concerns, come back and bring them up and let me know. For the admin committee, I'd like to appoint Mr. Urias as the chair, myself as a member. Will you accept, Mr. Urias?
I accept.
On conservation education, we leave it as is. Mr. Robinson is the chair. And a member of the Conservation Education Commission, committee, is Director Chavez. Will you accept, Director Chavez?
Yes.
On legal and communications, Director Fellow, would you like to remain on his chair?
Sure.
And Director Urias would be a member of that. Is that okay with you? On legislative and government affairs, Mr. Chavez, would you like to remain as chair of that?
Yes.
And Dr. Fellow, would you
sure.
mind being? Yeah. On water policy, I'd like to remain the chair, and I'd like Director Robinson to be the member. I don't think it's changed substantially other than the admin committee. Yes, sir.
The past practice would be that the chair nominates and then the board confirms.
So do I hear ratification?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. All right, moving on to... Item number C, presentation discussion of public reporting of board compensation expenses. Mr. Chapman.
Mr. President, this item is brought back to you at the request of the board. There was a meeting on the 21st of December where this was discussed, and prior to that, a meeting of the admin committee where it was also discussed. What we have, staff has presented for you here is another level of detail, a potential option just for your consideration in terms of furthering the district's transparency in the reporting of director compensation and expenses. What we've prepared here is a one-page table
followed by the monthly expense vouchers that each director fills out for the per diem compensation and the reimbursed expenses. What this table shows you is across the top, the five divisions of directors, far right column, the total, and then there is a row for each one of the quarters. So the first quarter would end September of the fiscal year, the second quarter through December, et cetera. And then as we progress through the year, we would fill out those other cells within this matrix. Again, just one example of putting something on the website. This table could be published on the website, a link provided to it, along with just a PDF file of these vouchers that would then be amended. As stated at the previous board meeting, the list of demands currently includes director compensation and expense reimbursement, and this would just consolidate that information in one spot. Another option would be to not proceed with this type of a report or some form like this, but rather provide a link on the website to a database that the State Comptroller's Office is developing to pull together the same type of information. Our review of what's going on out there, cities, counties, special districts, is everyone is sort of struggling with this and how best to provide additional transparency. So we shouldn't feel unique, and I just want to compliment the board in moving forward and continuing to look at options as to how to best provide this information to the public.
Thank you, Mr. Chapman. Director Robinson.
Yeah, this is contrary to the motion I made. The motion I made was that this not be aggregated quarter. I mean, we discussed that at the board meeting, but the motion I made was to present the data by division as this is, but broken down by month, like the data that we submit is by month, and just to present the data on these sheets, director compensation. I mean, Ed asked me to define what I meant by my motion, and I said director compensation and mileage and the public information, not the private information that the attorney will guide us to remain as private. But this is contrary to the board's direction, and it's contrary to my motion. I clearly said that the information should be presented in spreadsheets monthly. The information that we received here, to just put it in spreadsheet form. So I don't know.
Any other?
I don't know how it got interpreted that way.
Any other comments from any other directors? Well, seeing that there's still some tweaking that needs to be done, I'm going to refer this over to the committee, to the admin committee for further review, and we'll come back with a recommendation to the board after meeting with the general manager and general counsel. So it's referred to committee for further review. Moving on to item D. The board may consider appointment of at-will district representative to the following organizations. What's the pleasure of the board? Do you want to take this on now? Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to move it to another agenda? What's the pleasure?
Could we consider some of the departments and then do some of the other ones possibly for the next meeting?
That's fine with me. Is that okay with the rest of the? Okay. Which one are you?
For number one, I'd like to nominate Director Fella to continue being the representative.
Thank you. I'm sorry. You don't need a second.
Well, I guess not. I've been told by the Assistant General Counsel we don't need a second. So.
Yeah, and I'm going to use the same argument I used before. If I were new on the board, I'd want to learn about water in Southern California as fast as possible. If I were new, I'd want to be on the Metropolitan Water District Board. And I think it's to our benefit. I mean, sometimes New blood and new ideas are important, and evidently the voters felt that new ideas and youth and energy was more important than experience. And in this case, I can recognize that, and I'll nominate Director Urias to serve on the Metropolitan Water District Board. If I vote for him and you vote for yourself, you just need one more vote.
Well, we have one motion on the floor. We'll take that motion first. Is that the way
we in nominations, the votes are taken in the order in which the chair receives it. So the first vote would be for consideration of Director Fellows.
And there's no second needed. So
there's no second needed on
so
nominations.
So let's take a roll call vote of that, Mr. Chapman.
Director Robinson.
Repeating the motion, which motion are we dealing with?
Director Fellow.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Director
Truman. No.
Director Fellows.
Yes.
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 Thank you very much. And I don't know why. I think people voted for me out of experience, too, Mr.
Okay, very good.
They didn't have an election.
Well, maybe that says something.
All right, moving on to item number two, the water master, which is an extremely important position. I feel personally that we've had some good representation on water master. We've had Director Chavez, we have Director Contreras, and if I may, the board will allow me, I like to say that Dr. Chavez has done a very good job on it. So I'd like to join Director Chavez on Water Master, if I may. Yes, sir.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Chavez again and yourself for that position.
So do we need to vote on this thing? On this also, I guess?
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right, very good.
And also we would need to then do a resolution.
Very good. We'll roll call vote again, starting with Director Robinson.
I think I need to talk about this before we vote. Mr. Mosley, could you explain to the board what you're holding in your hand?
Director Robinson.
Could be anything.
Director Robinson has given me order that was proposed by the Water Master concerning officers and directors for calendar year 2011, which also indicates that Director Robinson and Director Chavez would serve as the public representatives for calendar year 2011. It was a hearing date of December 15, 2010.
So basically, I'm holding in my hand a court order, and our president just said that he would be delighted to violate a court order. So now we're going to vote on whether to violate Judge Maureen Lewis's court order, which I hold in my hand. This court order says, it mentions both my name and Ed Chavez's name. And last time I checked, this is 2011, right? So, I mean, this is already a done deal. So if the board wants to vote to violate a court order, let's have at it. But
let me just clarify that, if I may, Director Robinson. I have not seen this, and for you to hide information like that is not very good. It doesn't bode well for this board to have some collegiality.
I would recommend to the board just to assure clarity that the issue over the Water Master appointment just be continued to the next meeting. At that time, I'll review. It's my initial opinion that I believe the Water Master appointments are at will for upper district, and as such can be changed and are specifically at will. But I will check that with the Water Master General Counsel and then report back to the board at the next meeting.
Well, you're as good an attorney as the Water Master General Counsel. My understanding is the previous board has already made this decision, and the court has already ordered it for 2011. I'm not going to resign, and this court order says for the calendar year term 2011. So there you have it in black and white. I don't know why you have to check with
another attorney in order to verify that?
Well, the general law is that seats are
at will,
at the discretion of the nominating board. And I believe that that is consistent with the water master, that the water master does not have any bylaws or regulations that controvert that. But since I'm looking at this and I want to make sure that there's the complete accuracy as to that.
Is this a legal court order or is it an illegal court order? I mean, a court order is a court order, right?
Well, the order is the judge recognizes and accepts the water master's election.
Right.
But since an election may very well be at will,
and
then it could be changed.
Speaking of order, why don't we allow General Counsel to research it, Mr. Robinson.
Well, it says for the year 2011. Well,
and it does.
Well,
that's what it says.
I think, you know, us having this debate here, we have an agenda, we have the public here, it just doesn't bode well for us, okay? And we're not going to get into a debate. So let's let the General Counsel research it. He'll get back to us.
Well, it's black and white.
We're going to defer the item to him
for
a later time. Director Fellow, you had something you want to say?
No.
Okay.
Mr. President, just a question then. There's a water master meeting on Wednesday. I'm planning to show up. Who's the second representative?
Planning to show up then.
Okay.
Well, who's going to be voting, though?
It's open to the public, right?
I assume.
Water master representatives members will continue to stay seated until the at will is changed. So the meeting on Wednesday would continue to have the two existing board members of Upper District that are currently set pursuant to the order.
So for the time being, the board is choosing to obey the court order.
For the time being.
Good. So that means I get to show up tomorrow and I get to vote, right?
Yes, sir. You will.
Thank
do
you.
What you do.
Cool.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way, moving on to item number three on this. The Aqua JPIA, currently Director Contreras was the representative. I was the alternate. Is there anybody interested in being on Aqua JPIA? I guess.
Well, I'll nominate you for chairman on that, or since you were the alternate before, just move up.
Okay. Then I'll. Is anybody interested in being the representative? We need an
alternate.
Yeah. I'm now the rep, and then I guess, but we do need an alternate. I was the alternate, so.
I'll nominate Mr. Bryant, sir.
Okay. Very good. All right. Are we okay with this? Do we have to have a roll call vote on this or anything?
It would be appropriate. Hearing no objection, then the appointment is made.
Yeah, I don't hear any objections. Okay, very good. Okay, the GRIP JPIA. The GRIP JPIA at the moment right now has become.
We now have a formal
JPIA, right?
JPA. Prior, we had a GRIP ad hoc committee. Those members were Director Chavez and Director Contreras. So, an action to appoint two directors to be our representatives on the GRIP JPA board would follow on this item.
Yes, I have a question. On our paper here, it says that Al Contreras was our representative and myself was the alternate. It was my understanding that we actually had two people seated.
Correct.
There was no alternate.
Correct.
No, there's no alternate.
Okay, so this is incorrect.
I like to put myself back on the JPA, if that's okay with the board.
I'd like to serve on it.
Okay. Do we need a, is there any discussion on that, or is this everybody's comfortable with that?
Yeah, nominations are hereby closed, and motion moved by unanimous consent, hearing no objection.
The Discovery Center?
I'm currently the representative, but if anybody else would like to do it, this is a center that, when I first came on the board with Mark Saichi, we had this vision of putting together an educational center. So now it's just grown into a government entity that is just, it's all over the place. I don't know, it's really not what I envisioned. But I'm on it now, but if anybody else is interested,
I guess nobody else is interested. So. And Mr. Contreras was the alternate. Is there anybody interested in being the alternate to the Discovery Center?
Yeah. I mean, Mr. Urias.
Cheryl.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always thought of the Discovery Center as sort of a dinosaur and something that public funds should be spent in other ways. We don't need a Discovery Center, so I don't know why this committee even needs to exist anymore. I think the Discovery Center is a dead issue.
Moving on to, I guess that's all that's on the agenda. Is there a reason why we got all these? I mean, do we have to go through all of them now, or if we can do it later, right?
You can do it later, you can do it
now.
Board's pleasure.
Hearing no nominations, the nominations are closed, and the appointments, hearing no objection, made by unanimous consent. Okay.
Okay. Now, unless we want to go through all of them, I don't know what's the choice, I mean, the pleasure of the board. If we can go through them and get them out of the way, if you want to, that's
Are there
fine.
Any vacancies on any of the other ones? There's no vacancies.
There's no vacancies. So it could stay as is. I don't have a problem with that. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, I do enjoy the economic partnership, and I'm on the executive board now.
Very good. So we'll leave it. Is that okay with just leave everything as is? Okay. Very good. Moving on to the presentation of the Upper District's business plan. Do we have time for that? We do have time, right?
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah,
moving right along.
This will go relatively
moving right
quickly.
Along.
Can hardly keep up with you folks this
morning. Okay. Okay.
Christy's going to bring up the presentation. Okay, Mr. President, what I have for you this morning is just a very brief overview, just 8 slides of, having been here 3 months now, what I see as the direction that the Upper District needs to be going in for 2011. What would then flow from this business plan is certainly more detail and discussion on the 18th, your next meeting, as well as this business plan would drive the budget for 2011-2012. So I'll just walk us through this at a very high level. If I can get this stuff to behave. Ray, can you move that chair for me so I can have a clear line of sight at the computer, please? Thank you, sir. Let's see if that works. Oh, got it. User error, hitting the wrong button. 5 very high-level focus areas. Obviously, supply reliability. This is our business. We have to meet that replacement water obligation and store water in this basin. Without the later financial management, we're a bit handicapped in meeting that obligation. So certainly, some aspects of financial management need to be a focus in 2011. One of my observations is that we need some clarity to our planning and our long-term strategy. So I want to focus heavily on planning, and I'll get into a bit more specifics about that in 2011. Administration, just some basic nuts and bolts issues here at the district, policies and procedures, staffing levels and skills and training. And of course, following up on the board's
direction on the communications and outreach. So in each one of these areas, I'll expand a bit. Supply reliability. First and foremost, we have to continue our day in and day out business of meeting that replacement water obligation to the water masters and the producers that are our customers, ultimately serving the public. So strategies, specific strategies, having those in place to meet that replacement water obligation will be a strong focus in 2011. What follows from that is that it's important to diversify our sources of supply. Predominantly, almost exclusively, we're dependent on imported water from Metropolitan Water District today. In this area, I will be working with your board to develop options for water transfers. We have one before us now that we're working with. I'll bring that to you on the 18th for more discussion. We need more operational flexibility, and I'm looking at strategies, working with Raimundo to diversify our delivery options. We did just execute two delivery agreements with Three Valleys Municipal Water District and Central Basin Municipal Water District, allowing Three Valleys to use our connection and allowing us to use Central Basin's connection. So that gives us a little more flexibility within the metropolitan system. And overall, our business is about reducing our dependence on imported water, as we all understand that imported water is a bit of a risk today, not as reliable as it once was, primarily because of the situation in the Bay Delta. And we're investing in three things: conservation, recycling, and I also will be bringing forward options for your board to consider for a stormwater program partnering with the cities here in the upper area. I mentioned an emphasis on planning. The upper district needs a very sound, solid planning foundation, and that starts with an integrated resources plan, at least a 30-year plan. What do we see in the future 30 years from now, and how much of a gap is there with water supply reliability, and how do we meet that gap? I've asked for proposals from several firms that are well-regarded in terms of developing integrated resources plan, and I'll be bringing those proposals to your board for consideration this winter, no later than March. We have an urban water management plan that Stetson Engineering has prepared a draft of. That is on my desk for review, and we need to finalize that plan. It's in pretty good shape. We're ahead of the curve with respect to other municipal water districts. We just need to put a nice polish on that plan and submit it. That is due in June. A conservation master plan. I've noted that the district is heavily invested in conservation measures to the tune of almost $3 million in our operating budget. Just as a note of context, that is the largest active conservation program of all of Metropolitan's member agencies. So relative to our size, even larger than San Diego County Water Authority, we're putting a lot of money into conservation. What is a conservation master plan? This is a very detailed plan that will, over time, look at the service area of each one of our producers that we serve, the demographics, the housing, the jobs, the commercial, what makes up that water demand within their service area, and how do we best target conservation measures that, in short, give us the biggest bang for our buck. Are we spending that money wisely today? I can't quite tell. I've asked for proposals from firms that specialize in conservation master plans as well. Most member agencies in Metropolitan have a conservation master plan today. We need that guidance. Spending a lot of money there, we need to spend a little bit of money to make sure we're spending it wisely. Decision support tool needs. We have, working closely with Stetson, a groundwater model that's used within the basin to determine how the basin will behave depending on different replenishment strategies, different natural inflows, how those plumes move about. We need to do some work with Stetson Engineering. They do quite a good job with that model. But also look at the potential to update and upgrade that model, as well as integrate it with a model that looks at the upper area basin operations working with Department of Public Works, as well as the lower area basin operations, Central Basin just downstream of us, and how there might be some opportunities to optimize those two operations together. Sometimes with better tools, some ideas can pop out of that. Just gonna start a conversation with Department of Public Works and Water Replenishment District, and this will also entail integrated operating strategies and a regular meeting around what some of those operating strategies could be. I mentioned that financial management is integral to supporting that focus area of supply reliability. We are already making some headway on reducing our capital costs with the addition of the district's first in-house engineer, Raimundo Trejo, and now a focus on that recycling and what we're paying to put that pipe in the ground. This is the direct use. We can gain a little ground there and reduce the cost of that program somewhat. We're going to have, starting in 2 weeks on the 18th, further conversation on cost of service water rates and how we recover the costs of ensuring the supply reliability for the basin. That will be a pretty involved conversation, I expect. Linked to that, stabilizing our revenues. Today we have a sales base of anywhere historically between 8,000 acre feet to 75,000 acre feet. It varies with the natural hydrology, what comes out of San Gabriel Canyon, and how Watermaster sets the operating safe yield of the basin. So we float entirely on the margin, and revenues are extremely unpredictable. Linked to all of this, we need a 2011-12 budget that supports a business plan focused on these five areas moving forward, and a little different presentation of that budget so it's more readily transparent to the public. The district needs an annual financial report. This would be a first step in the direction of setting the district's creditworthiness for potential future bond issues. And that follows with that final bullet there. Administration, I mentioned some of the nuts and bolts activities that we need to put in place. I'll be working with staff and then bringing forward for your consideration updated and new written policies, purchasing policies, a revision to the existing employee manual, ethics policies, et cetera, and bring that forward to you as an informational item, give you some time to digest that, and then provide your suggestions on how to improve it, and then bring it forward for your approval. Staffing levels are going to be a focus in 2011. We need to build up our team, not by much. My initial observations are that we're lacking some horsepower in finance and accounting. Evelyn does an outstanding job, but she covers everything from just simply doing the journal entries and the day-to-day accounting all the way up to preparing the budget and the water rates, and that is a very broad scope. And as we expand our operations, focusing on that supply reliability, Evelyn needs some help. With the addition of Ray now, we're really starting to pick up some steam on the recycling, but we also need to be positioned to work on these water resources deals, whether it be transfers, storage opportunities, stormwater capture, et cetera, and follow through when we initiate some of those programs. So water resources engineering is an area that I'm looking to Raimundo to advise me on as to we need to add staff there.
Yeah, and on that point, Shane, I'd like to add that if we're going to go down the pathway too far of GRIP, I believe we need a good contracts administrators, because the project will involve maybe dozens of subcontracts to put the project together. And to my mind, these subcontractors need to be audited continuously. And basically, if we have a good contracts administrator, they pay their own salary on the amount of money that they could save the district in building the projects. So basically, we could add a staff member and cut our budget at the same time. So
good contract administration is
at least on my list. That's the highest priority.
Thank you for that comment. The board has set a very high bar with respect to outreach, communications, and education. I believe Peter's doing a good job in meeting that, but we'll also need some help as we move forward. And Elena, I have explained Elena to folks as a one-woman army when it comes to conservation. She knows her business, she's passionate about it, she's very good at it, but is working on a catch-as-catch-can basis today, and we're going to continue that level of investment in conservation, and following on completing that conservation master plan, that may lead us to conclude that Elena perhaps needs one person assist her as well, full-time or part-time, haven't determined that yet. So potentially in 2011, an addition of up to four staff members, two to four staff members, depending on how we move forward, how aggressively we move forward with this business plan. And of course, investing in the existing staff as well. They're a fantastic team. It's my privilege to work with them. And just want to make sure that we recognize them on a routine basis through their evaluations and support them in any training needs that are identified. The last one, we're having a busy meeting coming up on the 18th. I'm looking forward to really picking up some steam and some speed here working with the board. We received 7 bids on adding a board room to this office. Strangely, only 2 of those bids were responsive. About $1 million. We don't gain a lot of office space from that. We're experiencing a lot of issues with the existing building. It's kind of an awkward footprint to work with. My recommendation is that on the 18th will be just generally that we not invest the public's money in this building at this time, and that we look for commercial office space at a different location with the same basic attributes within a mile of a major freeway, within a mile of a train station, so obviously somewhere in the service area. In today's market, you can lease for $1.85 to 2.25 a square foot, including utilities, and that significantly beats putting $1 million into this building at this time.
Well, so, also on that point,
Mr. Robinson, you know, is it okay if we can let him finish and then we can move on?
Well, I have a question on that point he just raised.
Because otherwise we're not going to get through this. I mean,
well, we're going to get through it. I just have a question.
I'm asking if you could just make your point a little bit succinct. You know, what is the question?
$1.85 a square foot that he just mentioned is a possibility, but I've seen that office segmented into 4 offices before. We could save $1.85 per square foot if we rearrange the office space that we have, and I think that's a good idea. And while he mentions that, I think that ought to be brought up as well. I hope that's succinct enough.
Good. Moving on.
Thank you. Communications and outreach, just moving through these. One of my main focuses in 2011 is, of course, establishing relationships. Your board made this very clear, to reinvest the district in the San Gabriel Valley as a community, to reestablish its position and its role and responsibility in the community. To that end, I will continue to establish those relationships with the federal and state elected officials and, of course, their staff. The producers, our customers, are integral to our success, and we'll be reaching out to them on a routine basis, individually and collectively. The Council of Governments I found to be a fascinating group to work with. They're very focused on stormwater today, but there are opportunities to affect other programs we have, such as conservation recycling there as well. The same with the economic partnership that Dr. Fellow serves on. This is two very important groups for us to be tied closely into to affect policy moving forward. Water Master, just continuing to strengthen that day-to-day working relationships on operations and policy, as well as with the Water Quality Authority. That is a particular agency that I have not spent any time with yet. I'll be reaching out to them shortly as that organization starts to reorient itself in 2011. Working closely, of course, with LA County Sanitation District, particularly as one of the 3 partners in the GRIP JPA, and establishing those staff-level relationships. And having some early success with Department of Public Works, and just letting them know we're here now, we're here to help, we're here to cooperate, and whatever they need to do, or however we can help them to sink water in the basin, clear a path for them, that's what we're here to do. Director Robinson, I have met twice now with Director Army Corps of Engineers, specifically on the issue you brought up regarding Santa Fe Dam. And we're starting to move in that direction. I have now the copies of the 1998 feasibility and EIS, and we're looking on renewing that to do some work behind Santa Fe Dam and increase that conservation pool. And of course, monthly supporting Dr. Fellow with his appointment to the Met Board, and working with the Met Regional Managers. Very critical relationships there to link this district back into the Met family and establish relationships that benefit us long term there.
How much will the EIS update cost?
Don't know yet. The rollout of the communications plan, working with Peter and Pinto Morales, we're preparing that annual report, working still on developing that standard San Gabriel Valley water tour, and completing the scheduled community briefings that were set forth in each of the divisions. And of course, reaching out where I can through AQUA, AWWA, water reuse. Raimundo's very active in that, so that'll be very helpful. Urban Water Institute, Colorado River Water Users, and Southern California Water Committee. Big emphasis on relationships in 2011. That concludes the presentation, Mr. President.
Very good. Any comments, my colleagues?
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment about the conservation. You said there's a lot of money. I'd be interested to find out if a lot of that is funded by grants.
It is not. No. We fund probably about 80 to 85% of a $2.9 million conservation budget.
You know, along those lines, Metropolitan is working on a group that provides information on grants at the federal level, and I just made that available to Peter so we can look at that. I just became aware of it over at Metropolitan. Called eCivis. Have you heard of that at all? Mm-hmm. So they currently have 38 grants that are available, federal grants on different things. So
Director Torino, I've already gone on their website. They actually have a local office on Foothill, and I think we're plan to visit with them and obviously take Shane with me or ask Shane to join me and figure out if there's somebody that can help us out. But they do have, based on their website, they do have some success. And like I said, they have local office.
And Metropolitan has some grants people in their external affairs staff that we should really try to talk to. Yes, sir.
I also wanted to mention, you mentioned the Council of Governments and the stormwater problem. And that has been a real perplexing issue for city council. And one time I thought about the water district really taking an active role as a councilman, and they kind of agreed that if we could really spend some time trying to put together a plan, we would become heroes with the city councils around here. Because many people believe that the water district should really take a leading role in stormwater.
There is definitely an opportunity there. But,
they don't know what to do.
With reward comes risk, so we just have to do it carefully.
You know, I want to acknowledge the general manager's work on this. We at one of the conferences, I was approached by Central Basin's president and a couple of the board members who expressed an interest in working with us, like they have on these delivery agreements. Both Central Basin and Three Valleys, as general manager mentioned, are working with us. Central Basin has expressed a desire to hold regular meetings with their president and the general manager and ourselves here to develop a regional approach to water issues going all the way to the Inland Empire, coming along the foothills and all the way down to the south to Central Basin. I've had conversations with a couple of the board members on Inland Empire, and they're interested also in sitting down with us. So I think if we start, and I was gonna make that as part of my director's comments, but I'll make it now. If we start looking at transfers, we start looking at multi-agency cooperation, developing relationships with agencies that want to partner with us on delivery of water throughout the San Gabriel Valley, I think it will really bode well for the San Gabriel Valley, and it will make a very strong presence at Metropolitan, because if we can get member agencies like Central, Inland Empire, Three Valleys, and even to a certain point, even West Basin, based on previous relationships with West Basin, I think it'll make a very strong force at the Metropolitan Water District Board. And so the fact that they're interested, I think bodes well for us. So I'm excited by it, really excited. Yes, sir. Okay, moving on to the next item. And the next item is, items removed from consent calendar. Do we have any items removed from consent calendar?
Motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Information items. Nothing? Okay, very good. Oral communications, any oral communications? Seeing them? Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
led as a politician.
Very good. Yeah, right. Attorney's report.
During the course of the reorganization that occurs every year with Upper District, the question came up relating to the appointment process for the district's representative to the Water Quality Authority. And I was asked to at least look into it so there'd be some clarification if there was to be any potential action on it. Based on that clarification, I reviewed the law, and the government code section does exist that essentially says that every office, unless that term of office is fixed by law, is at the discretion of the board that appoints. Based upon that, I then contacted the agency counsel for the Water Quality Authority and asked if there was any controlling language within the Water Quality Act or what his opinion was concerning at-will appointments versus fulfilling terms of office. He then wrote back an opinion on December 16th, which indicated that the Water Quality Act did in fact provide for a specific term of 4 years of office and therefore was not discretionary except in those situations where there's a resignation or in the RFA board member, the board member is not reelected to his seat of office. So the essentially, it's a 4-year term because of the language that said shall hold office for a term of 4 years, which was the controlling language that the agency council for the water quality used. I then went back and looked at past practice for Upper District to see if we had been consistent with that past practice as stated by agency council for the Water Quality Authority. And I went back to 2005, and it did indicate a policy of an appointment of 4 years. And there was a change in our representation in 2007 when, Director Forbes, who's here, former director, but Frank Forbes is here. Director Forbes indicated that he felt that he could no longer continue to act as the representative of Upper District for the Water Quality Authority and resigned. And in 2007, the board took an action to replace Director Forbes with Director Contreras, and it was specifically stated for the remainder of the term of office that was stated in 2005, which went through 2008, and in January of 2009, Director Contreras declined to continue to act as the Water Quality Authority representative for Upper District, and in fact, that appointment went to then Director Chavez for once again a stated 4-year term. So our past practice seems to be consistent with the directive that the Council for the Water Quality Authority indicated in terms of set terms of office versus at will. If this board is uncomfortable with that direction or seeks to have greater discretionary power over this, there are options that are available to the board. But I believe those options would be better suited to be discussed in one of the committees because they are policy decisions and as well as potentially legal decisions as well. So it would be my recommendation that if the board is not comfortable with this, then it would be recommended to refer it to committee. But as it stands right now, based upon this opinion, Director Ed Chavez will continue to represent Upper District for the remaining term of his term of the appointment when he was appointed to the Water Quality Authority. Which I believe was 2009, so it'd go for 4 years from 2009.
Well, to December 31st, 2012, is that it?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. What's any comment from my colleagues? Yeah, I'll have a comment on this. I do have a problem that when a board cannot have discretion over appointments. You know, we appoint to the Metropolitan Board, which is certainly a much bigger board and much more, you know, has a lot more say-so in terms of water in Southern California. I think that when you take away the discretion of an appointing authority, it really demeans or devalues that agency. And I don't have a problem with sending this over to the admin committee for us to review and look at. I think one of the recommendations that I would make at the admin committee is to have the legislature look at this and have them review the policies of the WQA, because they were created by the legislature and they're the only ones who have the power to change them. But I think that we certainly have the we should certainly have and cherish our appointing authority. That's very, very important. So that is my recommendation, I guess, unless I'd like to hear from my colleagues.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to oppose that recommendation. A four-year term is a four-year term, and that's the way the law is. And I don't think the administrative committee needs to get together and discuss whether the law should be obeyed or not. This quarter on the same topic mentions a one-year term for 2011. It says a one-year term. You're looking at a four-year term and a one-year term, a judge's order, and also the state law. I appreciate the value of collegiality, but and your desire for total discretion. But you know, the law is the law, and you know there you are. I don't think we need to discuss whether a law should be obeyed or not, just because you desire more discretion. I mean, this isn't the city of Bell here.
Anything else?
Director Torino, since the attorney mentioned that there is other options, I think it's worthy to at least look at those options. We shouldn't cut off the board, you know, and keep it on a single direction when there's other things we could possibly look at. So I would support sending it to committee.
Okay, so we will send it to committee, and we will look at that. We'll look at all the options. And again, this is not anything to do with our representation on the WQA. I think Mr. Chavez has done a great job on WQA, and we're ably represented as evidence of Mr. Chavez being the vice chair. So obviously, he's done something right.
Yeah.
we'll move it to committee, and we'll have your expertise on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Moving on to engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I'd like to welcome Director Arias to the board. And if you have any questions about an engineering step or this report, certainly we can talk about it either during or after the meeting. I want to let you know that we do provide a handout on the engineering report. It should be a part of your packet, and I'll just briefly go over what's in the handout. For the benefit of everybody here, it seems as though since the election, it's been raining every day since about the time we had the election. So we've got a new situation in the basin as far as water supply, which is good news. I will let you know that in the canyon, this is not a part of the engineering report, but it's also very interesting information. Looking back at the records, as far back as the end of November, which is only a little over a month ago, inflow into San Gabriel Canyon was certainly less than 100 CFS, and it got down as low as about 30 CFS inflow into the canyon. Our most recent records indicate inflow into the canyon is almost 1,400 CFS right now. So that's a lot of water we're getting into the canyon. As part of the engineering report, we do report storage in the canyons. Down under the reservoir storage and releases, we show that the total storage capacity in the basin is about 84,000 acre feet total storage. It's gaining rapidly. Right now, we're showing almost 60,000 acre feet, and with that kind of inflow into the canyon, we're going to see it it fill up very quickly, which is all very good news because that's our storage for groundwater replenishment. The Ballin Park QL is going up. It's also shown a big change over the last few weeks. From late November through about Christmas, basically, the QL was rising about a half a foot a week. It's now rising at about a foot and a half a week. And if anybody drove along the 605 freeway down 210 area, the spreading grounds, those spreading grounds are full of water. Everywhere you look, there's water. So we'll likely see that rate of increase in the key well increase over the next few weeks because the water is going to keep coming. We're going to keep those things full. And that's when you see, as the general manager and I have talked about, you see the vertical run on the key well. We'll probably see that for a while, which is all good news. Imported water, we've reported in the past about the imported water deliveries. Obviously, we're not delivering any imported water right now. We've delivered, as reported by the general manager, about 25,000 acre feet over the last few months. No imported water delivery scheduled for a while with this local water supply. Rainfall downtown LA is about 12 inches now for the season. Average is a little over 3. We're roughly about 300% of normal downtown. I don't have the records locally in the basin, but you can expect we're about 300% of normal rainfall in the San Gabriel Basin, too, which is very good news. Water quality, the last thing to report is water quality during the month of December. 29 wells were sampled under the Health Department's Title 22 sampling program for water quality. That was done in December. Back in November, 65 wells were sampled under that same program. We've been asked in the past by the board to at least report if we do receive any notices, public notices from water agencies that wells were shut down due to water quality. We did not receive any notices in the last month, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Yes. Yeah. Viewing the storms that we've already had this season, If we were to improve the Santa Fe spreading grounds, what's the potential? I mean, could you use your imagination to give us a give us a ballpark on of these storms that we've already had this year? If we're engineered to capture more storm flows, how much more could we have gotten?
Director Robinson, if I may answer that, review of the feasibility study completed in 1998 estimated that about 2,400 acre feet per year on average could be captured with an increase of about 7 feet in the conservation pool behind Santa Fe Dam. And that entails constructing a dike about 1,300 feet long to prevent inundating the recreational lake and recreational area back there. So we'll be pursuing that to this specific wettest December in 100 years, how much more could have been captured? I don't have that specific.
Yeah, well, my question to the engineer was to apply not a general year, but this specific year. I mean, you said 24 acre feet.
2,400.
Per year on the average.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm looking at this year and the storms. And if the Army Corps of Engineers had a recreation mission and a conservation mission, what's wrong with temporarily inundating the recreation area if you can gain water supply? I mean, maybe the recreation goal has to be compromised if the community needs water in a situation. So,
using my imagination, you know, we're at 300% of normal right now. But we're only not even halfway through the storm season. We typically get a lot of water in Southern California in January, February, March. We normally get a lot of rainfall, but we're 300% of normal right now. So, you know, you can apply some rough estimates to think that, you know, we might be at 2 to 3 times as much from a normal year already this year in rainfall. So, you know, using the imagination, depending on what happens over the next, you know, 2 to 3 months, it wouldn't be surprising to see 5 or 10,000 acre feet of additional water supply this year if the rains continue with the with the addition.
So even though 2,400 per acre feet is for an average year, it's beyond. I mean, it's possible that we on some years could get 5 or 10,000.
Sure. Sure. It has to do with being able to hold water back and the cycles for the storms. You want to get the water percolated, fill it back up, and that's all new water in the basin.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a more cost-effective approach than GRIP to me.
General Manager's report.
Yeah, just briefly, I mentioned we're coming out of the wettest December in over 100 years. Steve mentioned being over 300% year-to-date normal rainfall at Civic Center. Incredible statistics for December. The 8-station index on the Sacramento River, which drives the state water project allocation, currently at 50%. That index is at 178% year to date. So state water project allocation is definitely sticking at 50% and very likely to go higher. Could reach 70% this year quite easily. As Steve mentioned, all of the spreading basins and the drop structures in the San Gabriel River are wet. They're full. Conversations with the Department of Public Works, they're doing an outstanding job, and in my view, getting a bit of a short shrift in the papers recently about stormwater capture. Folks focused on the LA River, a very different system than the San Gabriel River, which is designed for conservation. So we've gained over 40,000 acre feet by today, probably 45,000 acre feet of storage behind the dams in San Gabriel Canyon. And moving on to recycling now, I mentioned second to last payment to Fletcher Kramer. We're wrapping up package 1A, the retention payment being the last payment coming next month. Rough grading has started on package 1B. Raimundo's been meeting with the contractor and the Pacifica Services weekly at that site in West Covina. We've been watching that very closely because of the rains. We're up on a hill there above some of those homes. You have to be very careful managing the stormwater that is flowing off of a rough graded site like that these days. The fines are substantial if the regional board comes after you for improper best practices. The contractor and Pacifica and Raimundo have been doing a great job of keeping us out of trouble there. A lot of water coming off that hill. Package 2 will be going up Azusa. That'll be starting up probably in late February as it looks now. We did meet with the mayor of the city of West Covina, who had expressed some concerns. Raimundo and I were able to assuage his concerns, and he seems supportive now. Still very worried about the traffic on Azusa, but we were able to gain his confidence back. And then the benefits of adding really good staff are showing already. Raimundo's already pointing out some strategies to, I'll say, optimize package 3 and 4. We have a challenge before us in that some of the right-of-way that we need within West Covina streets and within the city of Walnut streets is under paving moratoriums. These are primarily two-lane streets, residential neighborhoods, a lot of oak trees. We don't want to start killing oak trees when we start trenching. So Raimundo's looking at other options that are closer, and we may bring before you in February a redesigned package 3. A little better yield, a little less cost. So that's it for my report.
Thank you. Thank you, Shane. Metropolitan report.
Thank you, Mr. President. You received my written summary of the last meeting, which was very uneventful, but I do want to pass along some things to you. We had a talk about the state of the elections and the impact it had in Washington and on water. And there's some good and bad news. The good news is that Congressman Dreyer will become chairman as already of the Rules Committee, and Ken Calvert will become chairman of the Energy and Water Development Committee, which is good news for water because he knows a great deal about it and has been a good champion of MET. Senator Boxer will continue as chair of the Environment and Public Works Committee, which is good news for us. And the bad news is that Congresswoman Grace Napolitano will not be chairman of the Subcommittee on Water and Power. But she will be vice chair of that committee. And the real bad news is that Congressman Tom McClintock will be chair of the Subcommittee on Water and Power. That is really bad news for Southern California because he really did nothing to help us when he was in the Assembly and the State Senate. And also Lucy Roybal Allard, Congresswoman, good news. She will continue with Ken Calvert on the Energy and Water Development Committee. we had a long talk about the state of California. Things are really bad, as you know. We were told that we should expect $25.4 billion in debt, and then from now until 2016, they're projecting that the state will go $20 billion in debt every year. And they said California right now is the state everyone wants to leave. It is really a tragic time for California, and we're very concerned in education. We don't know what is going to happen. State's spending more money, they said, on welfare than on the Cal State system and the UC system put together. We don't know what is going to happen, but what can we do? There's no better place to live. We certainly can't live in Oregon after the rain. It's almost suicidal. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
Tucker.
On the point that Director Fellow just made, the California's budget gap is huge, but I think the board should, at some time in the next few months, put together a resolution opposing any idea to close the budget gap using a public goods charge for water. I don't want that budget gap to be closed on the backs of the water using public. And I at some point in the future, I think we should weigh in on that.
Okay. Water quality report.
Mr. President, I need to announce that the Education and Public Information Committee will be meeting today at 11:30 this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Water master report.
Who's on meeting tomorrow?
Okay.
2:30.
Very good. Moving on to director's comments, starting with Director Chavez and moving to his right.
I need to wish everyone a happy new year and welcome our new board member, and look forward to working with you and the board.
I just want to thank everyone for the warm reception. Thank you, Director Chavez. I'm also looking forward to working with all the directors and the board. It's an exciting time, and I think we have a lot of great opportunities to get a lot of things done. And I think we have the right skill, right amount of skill and ideas to be able to make some great changes. And I just want to thank the public and everyone for welcoming me, and I look forward to continuing to work with everyone.
Thank you, and welcome again. Director Robinson.
Well, I would like to congratulate you, Director Trevino, for your election as president of the board. However, I'd also like to talk about collegiality. I've been criticized for many years, but I'm not terribly skilled as a diplomat. And I'm especially exercised that two attorneys have to get together to discuss whether a court order should be obeyed or not. That's not too diplomatic either, but I'm not even an attorney, and I figure I can read a court order and know what to do. But it should be pretty apparent to everybody in the room what's going on here. And some people like to choose which laws they want to obey, and I appreciate Director Trevino's strong desire to serve on the Water Master, but it looks to me, the way I read the court order as an ignorant layman, that it says 2011 and it says a one-year term. And, you know, the judge has discretion as well. You know, there's other people in the world besides you that have discretion, and their discretion should be honored as well. And I'm a little annoyed by what I see going on here, and if it continues for two more years, we're not going to have too many collegial meetings, because you know the law is the law. So there you are.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Director.
I also wanted to congratulate Brian. Many people believe I ran your campaign, but
you did a great job.
Just basically came to know you the past month, and I think you're a very fine person. I was telling my wife the other day that you remind me of me. I was a little bit older, and I hope you'll be here for 20 years, but I see bigger things for you. I'm very happy to have you. I think you bring a freshness and new perspective, and I've enjoyed our private conversations, and appreciate your friendship. I also want to thank staff. Speaking of the election, the inauguration, that was
that was a great event.
I didn't expect that, so I want to thank you all very, very much. It was a wonderful evening, and I'm very appreciative of that, and I wish us all well, and I look forward to the collegiality. Always been very collegial to me, so hope you keep it up.
Thank you. And again, I want to thank the board for their confidence in me to elect me as president. A couple of things real quickly. I think that we need to recognize the service of Mr. Contreras, and perhaps give him recognition for his time on this board. It's only fair. It's only appropriate. He is a public servant, a good public servant, and he has served his board well. I also want to include in that Mr. Leon Garcia, who served on this board also. I think it's just good of us to do that. They deserve some recognition for their public service. Moving on to, I really am a big person in terms of a regional approach to sustainability. Having been in the water thing for 28 years, and talking about relationships, the general manager was talking about, that there is a need to look at water on a regional basis rather than a parochial basis. No water district is an island. What we do here impacts Three Valleys, it impacts Central Basin impacts us, inland impacts us. So I would be reaching out as the president of this board to other water agencies to develop those regional relationships that are so important to water. I see us developing a SOPA-like agency up here in this area where we can come in as a regional force for federal money and also at Metropolitan for local monies to develop our projects. I believe in water transfers. There are groups that have approached us on water transfers. I think we need to be looking at water transfers. I think Metropolitan needs to look at water transfers. I've had conversations with Mr. Keitlinger, with Pat Mulroy from Nevada, and people from San Diego County Water Authority, and I think they all agree transfers is part of the future, part of the portfolio. I want to give also some kudos to Shane. I want to give Shane the tools for all of us to succeed. If he needs more staff, I will be supportive of that. I think it's important that he has the tools to succeed, and I want to see his success is our success and vice versa. Our success is his success. So we are a team here. We are a team. And along those lines, speaking of teams, I want to introduce a person in the audience who came this morning, a newly elected board member to the San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District, who I would not be sitting here if it wasn't for this gentleman. And I've acknowledged that publicly. This gentleman has been very kind to me. I'm really happy to see he's getting involved in water. He's a very dear friend, Army veteran like I am, sometimes called a little bit of a shady character, but I'm a little shady myself, so we're a couple of shady characters. But anyway, let me introduce Raul Romero, the newly elected board member to the San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District. Raul, you want to take a little bit of my time and say a few words? No.
Not a lot. I'm looking forward to getting involved in water. I like something that Mr. Robinson said earlier about being an expert in water, right? Somebody told me along this path not to be a shallow suit, and I think that's extremely important in what we're going to be doing, right? Coming to this meeting is did me a lot of good. I came with you and supported you to get you sworn in this morning, but now I realize that I should be attending one of these meetings, right, to watch how this network is built from up where I'm at up in Azusa, and even sharing, you know, political resources. I don't have a lot of strength in water, I openly admitted that, but I do have a lot of strength in politics and working with electeds. And I'm going to be sharing
Thanks, Ralph. Thank you very much. I also want to acknowledge the fact that we have, although he's been acknowledged by our legal counsel, Mr. Frank Forbes. Frank, welcome again. Thank you for coming.
It's been a long time. I'd like to congratulate Tony. And to the new board member, I offer my usual things. You have my congratulations or condolences, and you have 6 months to decide which. Believe me, you will find out there's a lot of things going on. There are a lot of smiles going on, because I've said that to a number of you when you come on the board. But it's good to be here. I hope you can continue to work, Griff, because I feel that is an insurance policy for the district. For the Valley, in fact. It's a way to not wean ourselves completely away from MET, but to not have to rely on MET for all of our supplemental water. It's an insurance policy. I know it's not cheap. It won't be cheap. We're going to pay for it. But it's something we can have every year, and we don't have to worry about the rain and so on. And don't think this rain is going to get you out of the pocket, because if you look at the graphs, and Steve's smiling over there, they're the peaks and valleys. And while I was on the board, we had, in fact, when we went on the board, we had the March Miracle, and it looked great. And then pretty soon here, we were on the downslope again. So we're going to get those cycles. We've always had them, and you always get them. I'm afraid they may get a little worse at times, but I don't want to hear that one that says we're due for a 30-year drought, because I don't like to hear that. But I think that is a way for you to get additional water in the basin. Really what we need, and I think it'll be an excellent quality of water, better than anything we get from MET, because as I tell people, you wouldn't want to drink the water that comes out of the Colorado River, but that's what you're doing. But it does go through a lot of sand and gravel ahead of time, but this will be a high quality of water, and it really will, I think, help improve the quality of water in the basin. Thank you much, and good luck.
Thank you. Mr. Brown, Director Brown, who served on this board also, I'd like to recognize him for being here. Sometimes called the sixth director, but that's okay, you know. Mr. Brown, thank you for being here.
I want to welcome the new board member here. That point out, reflect a little on other directors I served with. The long history of this valley is the main river in the San Gabriel Mountains that the city of Los Angeles, the city, LA River is a minor river. Central Basin and West Basin is heavily dependent on this river, San Gabriel Valley watershed, and that the stewardship of the San Gabriel River, and the more we can conserve in the San Gabriel River Basin, the more better off all of Los Angeles County is. So it's a great stewardship you've assumed. Welcome to the board. You've got the guardian by the legislature's duty to the San Gabriel River. And the creation of the water master is just part of the thing, is that it's your duty as the five elected board members of this district to guard the groundwater basin. So that is important for the public of all of Los Angeles County, because so much of Los Angeles County is dependent upon the water from the San Gabriel River, either directly, direct use, or through the groundwater system. So you've joined a major decision maker on the whole water system for Los Angeles County. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'd like to also acknowledge a couple of elected officials in the audience. Ms. Laura Santos from the school board. And Mariana Lake, also from Valley County Water District. And there was one more. Peter?
Susan Reyes.
Oh, Susana Reyes, I'm sorry. Susana from Assemblyman, I mean,
State Senator.
Senator Ed Hernandez's office. Susana handles a lot of the water issues for us. Let me just finish my comments, if I may. I'm very I'm very much on board protocol. I'm very much on board protocol. I think it's important that we establish some protocol on this board. I don't like, neither myself or anybody, I just think that when people just shout out things without being recognized, it just causes a lot of disarray and a lot of chaos. So I will ask of my colleagues that we have some kind of decorum and protocol on this board so that we can have an orderly discussion of the issues without personal passions or personal debates being involved in it. So that's the only thing I would ask. I would like to have us have a state of the district address on the state of the district in the next 3 or 4 months. I think it's important to let our constituents, our producers, the people in this audience, let you know how we're doing. Because I think it's important that, you know, we've got some success stories. We've been around for 50 years. We did not celebrate our 50th anniversary. We didn't do it. And I made a joke about having it at a donut shop a while back, because I felt that we needed to recognize 50 years is a big accomplishment. I know at Central Basin, when I was there at our 50th anniversary, we made a big deal of it. And I think the people appreciated the fact that they know that we were there. We've been there for 50 years, being a reliable supply of water. And I think that we need to toot our horn here in San Gabriel Valley, that we have been doing a good job. And we have done a good job. And we will continue to do a better job now with Shane on board. So I'd like to see us plan a 50th anniversary celebration. I'd like to have a state of the district presentation in the near future. I also like to have some decorum and protocol on comments from the audience. I'd like to see a three-minute time limit on comments from the public. I'd like to see if the couple of people address the board, they identify themselves. I'd like to have maybe have them fill out a card as they do in city council meetings. Because if people have a concern, I'd like to address their concerns, maybe get back to them, maybe send them a reply, a written reply, or call them, so they don't leave here without having their questions answered. I think it's important. So if we can have that, Christy, like a card for people that want to speak, and also indicate that they need to identify themselves as they speak, I think that'll go a long ways. So I thank everybody. Thank you for being here. It's a great attendance. Happy to see all the people here. It's great. And thank you for the confidence that my board, my colleagues have expressed in me. And also thank you out there for your support for this agency. Thank you very much. Let me move on to future agenda items real quickly. Anything on future agenda items other than
just that item I mentioned about the sometime in the next 3 months, whenever it's appropriate, just to oppose the public goods charge on water as a method of balancing the California's budget.
All right, let's send that to a committee, maybe legal.
Pledge
committee. And do we have a closed session item?
No, sir.
Okay, no closed session item. Okay, we'll resume the meeting at our next regular meeting.